comforted in of course in the Word of God. So there's several places in the Bible that talks about the Lord's children need feeding. And of course over here in Acts, in Acts 20th chapter, I believe here about the 27th, maybe 28th verse, it tells over there, it tells to take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto this flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, to feed the church of God, which is, he has purchased with his own blood. God's people need to feed. So it's, like I said, it's just to up and leave a group of people because maybe they not somebody joining the church every once in a while. To me, that's not the way it ought to be, because that's not Bible. Because regardless of how many is there, one or two, where the Bible plainly teaches us, it says, where are two or three together in my name, there I'm in the midst. So even though if you got two or three in the church of the true living God, they need to be fed. They need to be comforted. They need to be edified. You need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the truth, because you know it's very important that God's children worship the Lord in spirit and truth. A lot of people try to tell you that maybe makes no difference how you worship the Lord, just long as you worship it. That's not Bible. For we find John 4:24 says God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And he seeketh such to worship him, and that to worship him in spirit and in truth. Because that's what the church is here for. That's what if we hear it in sincerity this morning, is what we hear it for, is to worship and praise and honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because, you know, one time, the Gentiles, such people as we are, we were without hope and without God in the world. That's what the Bible says. Of course, what we was without of was without the knowledge, without the truth of God. Of course, the Lord told the disciples, he said, on one time, he told them to go only to the lost sheep of Israel. Not to go in the way of Samaritans, but to go only to the lost sheep of Israel. The gospel was only to the Jews, only. But it came a time when it pleased the Lord, he gave it to the Gentiles. The truth was his Gentiles. And of course, when the Bible says they were without hope and without God in the world, that didn't mean they were God's children amongst them. God's children was amongst the Gentiles. And of course, when they died, of course, they was born again in the Spirit, if they was God's children. And of course, when they died, the soul and spirit went back to God and gave it. But what it meant, they was without knowledge in the world. But it came a time that pleased the Lord. See, it's always the Bible is when it, regardless of what you born again in the Spirit, whether you one of God's children, or whatever, or if you blessed to live in the church, it's of the Lord. It pleases him. It's his will. His will. He gets the honor and glory and praise because he's the only one who can do it. He's the only one who can do it. Of course, that's the definite. You got to be chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And of course, we find in Ephesians 1, you got to be chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Of course, at his own good time, he borns again of the Spirit. The only way we're going to live in heaven more glory, we're going to have to be carried there by the power of God. We're going to have to be carried there by the power of God. So the only way that you can ever understand the truth here in this world, God's got to reveal it to you. You know, there in Matthew 11:27, you know, where it says, to come unto me all you labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm making low in heart, and you shall find rest of your souls. Just up before that, he says, no man knoweth the Father, neither knoweth any man the Son, unless the Son reveal him to him. That's the only way you're going to know him. People may get a little high-minded, a little bit big-headed, you know. And maybe the preacher gets sometimes thinking he can teach God's people to know something. No, he's not going to teach them to know anything. God don't born again his children the spirit and turn them loose out in the world like a rabbit. And then, of course, it takes man to go out there and catch them and get them in the church. No. Acts 2:47 is one of the strongest verses, as far as I'm concerned, in the Bible. Acts 2:47. It says to praise God. And of course, that's what God called on the Gentiles for. He called them out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth his praise here in the world. He says to praise God. And brother, that's a full-time job. To live in this world, to live what the Bible concerns is you can't be tangled with the things, you know, Timothy was blessed to write by the inspiration of God, that you can't war with and tangle yourself with the fires of this life and please him who has chosen you to be a soldier. There's no way. It's a full-time job to praise God. And of course, he said to have favor with all people. That don't mean to go out here with the hippies and beatings and drunkards and all that, you know, and of course to live with them. That to have favor with all people means to live in such a way that actually they may call you old fogies. They may give you all kinds of names. Of course, I like them calling me a hard shell, don't you? They may call you all kinds of names, but actually, if you live according to the will of God, to the praise of God here in this world, they really can't say nothing about you. Because, you know, they call the Lord a wine berber. They call him a little everything here in this world. But truly, 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 they could not say anything about it. What did Pilate say? I can find no fault in this man. And even that thief on the cross, the thief on the right hand, which, of course, one time they were both railing on Christ. But that lighting on the right hand in the end, you know, of course, he asked the Lord, when thy innocent thy kingdom, remember me. And he told that other thief, he said, this man has done nothing. We deserve to die, but this man done nothing. So there was no fault in him. So to live in this world, to praise God, and to have favor with all people in this world is a full-time job. But I find in the end, if God's people to do that, those that he's called out of darkness into his marvelous light, to show forth his praise in this world, if they'll do that, then the Lord said he'll add to church daily, such as should be saved. I quoted this verse, and brother get up behind me and say, well, Lord, don't drag him in church by the hair head. No, he doesn't. He does not. And that don't mean that they have to join at a certain day at a certain time. That's not, it ain't nothing said there about that. But unless the Lord gives them that burden desire, unless the Lord enables them to believe within the heart, unless the Lord gives them that burden desire, unless the Lord enables them to understand what they're joining, what they're taking up their cross and following their Lord in baptism for, then it's all in vain. Because that's the only way it's going to be. God gets all the honor, God gets all the glory, and God gets all the praise. Because God calls the preacher, he warns him again in the spirit. He calls him, he enables him to qualify himself, he enables him to qualify himself. And so same as a lay member, he warns him again in the spirit. He enables him to understand, to learn, and to know, and understand, to hear the truth preached in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So really, truly, preacher baptizes God's children when they come forward to church. But the Lord does add. The Lord does add. The Lord does teach it in the heart. And of course, if they're able to hear, they're blessed to hear, God's enabled them to hear. And if a preacher is blessed to preach, Brother Keith, God's got to enable him. I guarantee you got to enable him. Of course, I know the scriptures teach us. I know very well that God's not going to screw the top of your head off and pour it in like pouring water out of a bucket. I know that. Because the scripture plainly teaches us. Paul told Timothy by the inspiration of God. He said to study. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, regardless how good you can read or whatever, we need to study. Do the best we can. I never had no education. Of course, like a lot of people was, and a lot of words in the Bible now that I have to, well, some of them I can't even pronounce, but some of them I have to just spell them out, you know, as I go. Try to study. God told his children to study. God told his servants to study, show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly, not to divide error from truth, but rightly divide the word of truth, the truth of God here in this world. So the preacher has certainly got a full-time job, and of course, there's no reason why he's to leave a little flock of God, leave a little flock of people, because maybe they're not, the Lord's not adding. Maybe the Lord don't see fit. Like I told a brother one time, he said, well, you know, he kind of come a little discouraged because, you know, there wasn't too many people joining the church. And I said, why? I said, well, maybe because a lot of people ain't joining the church, you've been preaching the truth. You know? Sometimes, you know, no doubt, there's been some people come to the church of the true and living God, and of course, it's like getting married, you know? Some people get married and maybe don't live together about 2 or 3 months or something like that, you know? How long your wife and yourself been together, right? Huh? Some people get married and don't live together about 2 or 3 months. And then sometimes people come to the church. They come before the church. They follow the Lord and go through the act in baptism, Brother Keith. But they don't stay. Don't stay. And maybe somebody has enticed them. Maybe, you know, they've been kind of enticed to join the church. In fact, I heard it said one time, you know, there's an old sister that been a member of the church for about 55 years. And of course, at her funeral, of course, sorry to say, the brother said, well, you know, this old sister, she's got the goods of this world. I don't see what difference that made. Because she done gone on left on that. Didn't take none of it. Well, I didn't never saw a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse, have you, Brother Keith? No, you hadn't saw one. No, sir. So she'd gone on, but said she had the goods of this world. And he said, well, you children, you nephews, you grandchildren, you know, you do what sister so-and-so, you know, so-and-so has done. You know, if you'll take up your cross and follow her, you'll have the good of this world. That's not Bible. That is not Bible. I just quoted the verse. He says, to come unto me all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and holy in heart, and you shall find rest. To what? To your bodies? No. There's been a lot of God's children have wore out their bodies. They have given their lives for the praise of God. He says, you'll find rest to your souls. Find rest to your souls. So there might have been a lot of God's children that's in tithes in the church, but they didn't stay. Like the fellow said one time, you know, that God's children before they joined the church was like Job in his afflictions. But after he's joined the church, it's like Job gave it back to him. Not Bible. A lot of God's children in the church, for his bodily concern, they suffer. In fact, it's an honor to suffer. He said, to suffer with me, you also shall reign with me. The Bible teaches us in this world, you shall have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. A lot of God's people suffered and gave their lives. There's one old man, he said, you know, they told him if he didn't quit worshiping God, he didn't quit worshiping and honoring and giving praise to God, they'd put him to death. He said, well, he never denied me in these 80-some years. Why should I deny him now? So they put him to death. A lot of God's people gave their lives for the praise of God, for the honor of his name. So to me, it's a serious matter. It's a serious matter when a couple gets married. Brother Keith, remember, we was over at Saints of Life last the fourth Sunday. And of course, the young brother that usually fills there on the fourth Sunday was not there because he got married on Saturday before. Brother Chris Burton. Of course, he's going to be ordained in October, I believe, third Saturday in October. And I told him, well, he certainly needs the prayers of God's people because he also got married and the church is going to ordain him for a minister. So it's a serious matter. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. It's a serious matter to get married naturally. It's also a serious matter to take up your cross and follow your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because we were required to praise God and to have favor with all people. And of course, therefore, the door to that church daily, such as should be saved. So there's a lot more to be done than just bringing children, you know. I'm sorry to say, I know a lot of people that bring several children in the world, but they never took care of them. They let the grandparents or the welfare or neighbors or some kind of something like that to take care of them and feed them. Bring them in the world, but don't care. I knew a man one time that never, the time that his little daughter was 4 years old till she died, he never knew what she's hunger, wet, dry, cold, dead or alive. Never knew. Had no idea. And I tell you, the man and his wife, may happen that they can't live together. But a man or woman has no reason whatsoever to forsake their children. They have no reason whatsoever to forsake their children. Regardless if they can't get along and can't live together, they have no reason to forsake their children. So God's children need to be taken care of. And little children need to be taken care of naturally. I heard on the news, y'all probably heard of it, not a few days ago, there's two little children that drowned in the river. Sound like somebody wasn't taking too good care of them. They need to be took care of. A lot of people, a lot of men bring children in the world, but they don't take the responsibility of taking care of them. To bring them in the world, that's just a small matter. Because even it don't take a strong man. It can be somebody that's maybe really as mental as possible can bring a child in the world. That's no great matter. But the great matter is taking care of them. And God's going to add the church daily since you're saved. And what I read in the Bible mainly of is God's people need to be feeding. They need to be edified. They need to be comforted. they need to grow in the grace and knowledge of truth. There's a full-time job for the minister to edify God's people, even to save them in God's kingdom, to save them, to preach the truth to them, that they might be saved. They might be saved in God's kingdom here in this world. May God bless you and keep you in my prayer for His name's sake. The brother wants me to say that the church doors here at Greensville Primitive Baptist Church is open. If there's one or more here that has that burden desire, as I quoted there in Matthew 11:27, to come unto me all that labor and heavy laden. If you have that burden desire, and there's nothing between you and your Lord, you can take up your cross and follow your Lord, and you want to say something to the church while we stand and sing. You have the right to sing, right, brother? You have the right to come forth while we stand and sing. Is that the way you do it? Huh? Elder Draper does it? Okay. Okay. Time to sing a hymn. Brother Havoc, we'll give the right hand to fellowship.
Number 41.
Number 41. Ask you to stand and sing.
Out in thy grace, eternal King, be all my thoughts employed. While of this precious truth I sing, cast them but not destroy.
And I guess I'm not. we would. We hope you have a mind to come back. We appreciate Brother Gibbons coming and being with us, and we hope you don't have to come and go at your own expense. Lunch has been brought out, and we invite anyone to stay, and we'll share with them. And I hope you'll come back again to see us.
Be an ordination. No preacher, or sad, or named minister, this on Saturday. No, I'm sorry. This is the Thursday, before Saturday. All right, before Saturday this month. Before Saturday this month. The ordination is no preacher. And also on Saturday, before the third Sunday in October, also we wanted to.
We're going to start at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. Also on Saturday and the fourth Sunday, there'll be a 2-day meeting at Ebenezer Friends Baptist Church. And they'd be glad to have anyone to have a time to come and visit them.
They have.
I believe that's it.
Not going to come for a visit. Thank you, Lord. Blessing this day, we give you thanks to these our loved ones. Again, I bless them all now to go out into this world. And you bless them, keep them safe in the name of this world. Bless them and their loved ones and those close to them this time of things. Bless them where they might be. Be with them, watch over them, keep them, for thy name's sake. And Lord, that he come back to you and take us home, whatever we'll need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.